Time for our local hero spotlight with Bill Foreman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And Bud's, I see, I just had some yogurt and some granola, so it's still in my mouth. And Bud Stockwell from Cornucopia in Thorns in Northampton. I don't know if you even know this, but the very first time I came to interview to work at the River, about 3 minutes into the interview, the person interviewing me said, "Do you drink coffee?" And I said, "I do." And immediately we were whisked into Cornucopia, and I had, I think my first cup of Dean's Beans coffee ever.
Wow.
And I was well on the road at that point to saying, I want to be a coffee aficionado. If the coffee can be this good, this is the kind of place that I want to live and work. So one of my very first experiences of the Valley was in Cornucopia. Fast forward 2 years, I'm on the air here, and I get a call that my wife's water has broken and that she's driving back from Boston to come to go to Franklin Medical Center. I go right over to Cornucopia, stock up on a bunch of healthy snacks because you never know what you're going to get in a hospital. And it was Christmas Eve. You guys were open. And so I have a lot of memories of some of the most important moments of my life have happened in Cornucopia, your store. But Bud, you are a pioneer when it comes to the local food movement. How long have you been running Cornucopia?
Well, running Cornucopia, we started in June of 1980.
Uh-huh.
But I've been in Western Mass delivering food to people since 1973. I had heard about the food co-ops. I heard people complaining about the prices of food, and I thought, you just got to do something about it. And so I was at that point a long-haired hippie, and I wandered around Agawam to these incredibly conservative suburban housewives, knocking on doors, handing out flyers. Within 2 years, we had a storefront co-op operating in Agawam. That was my main focus for several years. I went and wrote a grant for myself to hire 15 people to go into low-income neighborhoods in Springfield to start food co-ops. Then I moved on to working at the Yellow Sun Co-op in Amherst in 1977, where I met my wife. Then we started Cornucopia together.
What got you interested in the local food movement, the natural food movement, so early on? I mean, now you can't, you know, turn a corner without having gluten-free and sugar-free and organic everything all over the place in the Valley. But I'm imagining it was not that way in the 70s when you started doing this.
It was not that way at all. Frozen dinners ruled the roost.
Right.
But there were all these little oases of people who were making different products that were really good. John Brocek making Good Morning New England granola. People up in Greenfield making tofu, and then someone else came in and started making tempeh. These were things which back then were unheard of.
Yeah.
Tofu came in big 5-gallon buckets that you had to rinse every day. And they stunk to high heaven if you didn't rinse them every day.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is still the same is that there's always a group of people out there who are very dedicated and have a really strong ethos about what they want to do and how they're going to make their products.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan from Real Pickles still
talks
about.
Which you brought right here.
Which we brought.
To evoke the pregnancy memory.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He clearly says that he wants to change the world with his pickles.
Mm-hmm. You know,
those people are still out there now. In the early days, there were so few organic. I think there was one organic farm in Amherst, and they came to us saying, "Hey, we want to sell our produce to you." We were like, "Yeah, bring it on."
Yeah.
Right.
So what's different then now? There has been a huge explosion, a huge expansion. How does that change what you do, or does it change what you do, Bud Stockwell from Cornucopia and Thorns in Northampton?
Well, what's changed is the availability of these products now. Walmart is the biggest seller of organic foods, if you can believe that, in the country. I know, very scary thought in my mind. But the landscape has definitely changed. You can go into a 7-Eleven and find Clif Bars and soy milks and, you know, so many of the things that were never available anywhere else. And what Cornucopia has tried to do is try to remain the store that has the integrity, the values, the rigid product standards. We're still the people out there who I feel like are trying to continue to fight the fight of moving the ball along.
Mm-hmm.
Right now with GMOs, there's a lot of desire for people to know what products contain GMOs. So we're involved in that process.
The other part is just the advice and information one can get at your store, because you have people who have worked there for years. Everyone who works in your store understands that this is something people are going to put in their bodies, and they want it to taste really good, and they want it to have an incredible health impact on them.
Eat your face cream, I believe, is what Bud says in one of his ads. Not the irritable bowel syndrome ad, which is probably my all-time favorite.
Irritable bowel syndrome. Oh, yeah. Maybe you got it. Hi, this is Bud
Stockwell. Bud Stockwell.
Well, thank you.
From Bud Stockwell from Cornucopia. Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero. Folks, you have brought an array.
Incredible.
Of locally.
But this is what I like
stuff.
The best. I'm sorry.
What is it?
Spring parsnips from Winter Moon Farm.
Some of the Side Hill yogurt I've been eating. The pickles from Real Pickles. What else you've got over there, Bud?
Blue Ledge Farm. Goat's milk cheese. Mm. You know, I think that throughout our whole store, we have well over 100 vendors who are from within 100 miles of where we are. It's been something that's been a passion of mine since the early days. I mean, CESA's done such a fabulous job of branding the whole idea of purchasing local.
Mm-hmm.
Their efforts have helped produce a brand and instill in people's minds the ethos of like, oh, this is what I should do. I should go to my local store and buy from my local purveyors of things that were grown locally.
And Bud, your more recent passion is being a chocolatier. I've had you on several times as the, you know, new Willy Wonka of the Valley here. How did that become a passion amidst all of the other stuff you're doing with the natural food movement?
Chocolate covered spring parsnips.
Sick of the tofu and the parsnips. I just need some chocolate.
I've always loved chocolate. And this is my effort at just being the foodie in me coming out of just
thank God,
you know,
for it.
Being able to make really high quality chocolate. You know, we do use local cream, organic butter. The ingredients are top notch because if you're going to make something, you make it from the best things you can make it from.
And the chocolate is top notch. I've had it
yes.
any number of times.
And you don't have to be pregnant to eat it.
No, I may have some right now. Bud Stockwell from Cornucopia and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.